All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket. A couple of segments ago, we talked about the crisis in Major League Baseball, what Rob Manfred is trying to do to dig out of this hole from the cheating scandal, technology taking over the game, analytics taking over the game. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is the oldest living ball player. We say good morning to Dirty Dugout. How are you, Doug?
Yeah, you're going to have to speak up there, kiddo, if you want old Dirty Dugout to hear you on this here telephone.
Well, how are you, Dirty Dugout?
I'm doing all right for 107, kid.
Wow, that's old. Congratulations. You played a long time ago.
Yeah, I played a long time ago. I played with Babe Ruth.
Wow.
I played with Luke Gehrig. I played with Jose Canseco.
Whoa, that's a big jump. How many
Jerry
years did you
Davis,
play?
Rusty Greer, all of them. I played with all
wow.
of them.
Wow. Well, what do you think about the direction baseball has taken in the last 10 years with the technology, the analytics, the cheating?
Yeah, it's horrible. Toyball, all this communist analytics, all the cheating. I don't care about cheating so much. But the analytics drives me crazy. We didn't have analytics in my day.
No.
Hell, we didn't even have penicillin in my day. We lived before the concept of food.
Wow. It's a long time ago.
That was when the game was real. I tell you, all this pitch count mess. You know what the pitch count was when I was coming up? One month.
Oh, no.
If you was on the mound still pitching after the game had gone on a month, then you were pulled to save your arm.
Okay, yeah. A lot different.
Yeah, these pitchers with their, these players with their pitch counts and their exit velocities and their shoes.
Shoes?
All so modern.
You played before shoes?
That's right. We played before shoes. We played barefoot. And we'd put spikes right into our flesh for a little traction.
How do you think the game can be could be improved, Dirty Dugout?
You got to get back to basics. Get back to basics, I tell you.
Okay, what are the basics?
You go out there without shoes. You play hard-nosed ball. All right? No designated hitters. Designated hitters are for cats. I'm editing myself because of the Me Too.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah. I never even heard of launch angles before this day and age. What's a launch angle? That's something the boys in NASA do. That's not something that a ball player should be concerned about.
That's right.
I never heard of launch angles. I also never heard of unleaded gasoline before recently.
That's been around a while, longer than launch angles.
We used to get to the ballpark on horseback. Sometimes four players to a horse, too.
Wow.
That horse's belly would be dragging the ground, but we'd get to the ballpark. That's the way it was. You there, Donovan?
I'm right here, Dirty.
Yeah, that's right. And what's with this watching video?
Yeah, they go back into the clubhouse and they sit there and they watch their at bat.
Stupid. We didn't watch video between at bats. We used to go back in the clubhouse and we'd watch grass grow. We have a little patch of grass there in the clubhouse. We watch that grow and used to laugh our heads off.
Why not just stay in the dugout and watch the grass on the field grow?
Because it was clubhouse grass.
Ah, okay.
You go back out there because you could learn something from watching grass grow.
That's a big difference, clubhouse grass and stadium grass.
We would entertain ourselves by placing bets on which blade of grass would grow the fastest.
Wow, that's
real entertainment.
That's slow sounding.
Sometimes just a bust at the boredom, we'd go back and get tortured. We'd get tortured just to feel a little something.
Boy, you guys were tough.
Yeah, the manager would kick us in the nuts. You ain't lived until you gotten your plums kicked in by the person who signed your check.
It was a different time, wasn't it?
Different time and day. That's right. We need to get back to it, or the national pastime is going to go the way of the dodo bird,
well,
which went extinct when I was a kid.
Maybe the commissioner would hire you, Dirty Dugout, as like an advisor.
Yeah, I need the paycheck.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, I need the paycheck. My social, I'm so old now, my Social Security ran out.
Oh, no.
Ran completely out.
What about your baseball pension?
Yeah, it ain't no baseball pension. I lived before the day and age when they gave us a pension.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Yeah, they didn't start the pension until 1928, and I was already retired 10 years by then.
Oh, by 28, wow.
But you played with Canseco.
Yeah, I know. I came back.
Oh. Well, Dirty Dugout, it's always a pleasure to visit with you, and we love getting the perspective of the old-time player.
Yeah, thank you, Craig. And I wish George well with all that diarrhea mess that I hear he's got.
Yeah, we're not sure he's got that, but we'll pass it along.
Yeah, I need to. I'll keep him in my prayers.
Baseball needs you, Doug.
Thank you, Donnie. I sure do appreciate it. I enjoy listening to you with Norm.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You guys are contemporaries.
That's exactly right. Yeah. We graduated college together. Thank you for knowing that. Good morning.
All right. Bye-bye. There he goes. The oldest living ball player at 107 years old. Dirty Dugout.